Testing. Hello, am I on?
Okay. Good morning. I just ask everybody, whatever you came into the room with this morning, just set it down. Because although we're small in number this morning, this word obviously is supposed to be for the body of Christ that's here. So we're going to release that. If I go over 10 minutes or so, you can just tell me to exit right. I'll try to be quick, so buckle up. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. Although we may have come in here with our cares and concerns, he does not grow weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youth, the word said, grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men, and even some of us older men, stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. The power of God. The power of God. Scripture says it's one of his attributes. Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this, that power belongs not to man, but to God. It is expressed in Scripture by the voice of God. It says, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The glory of the God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord, Scripture says, is majestic. To him who rides upon the highest heavens, which are from ancient times, behold, he speaks forth with his voice, a mighty voice. Scripture says it's expressed by the finger of God. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you take thought of him, and the Son of Man, that you care for him? It is expressed in Scripture by the hand of God. Scripture says in Isaiah, surely my hand founded the earth, and my right hand spread out the heavens. When I call to them, they stand together. Scripture says it's expressed by the arm of God. The Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, that all the ends of the earth may see the salvation of our God. And it's expressed by the thunder of his power. Behold, these are the fringes of his ways, Job says, and how faint a word we hear of him, but his mighty thunder, who can understand? Scripture describes the power of God as great. It says the Lord is slow to anger, but great in power. It says in Psalms, let the groaning of the prisoner come before you according to the greatness of your power. Preserve those who are doomed to die. It is described in Scripture as strong. It says, you have a strong arm. Your hand is mighty. Your right hand is exalted. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Loving kindness and truth go before you. It is also described as in Scripture as glorious. In Isaiah it says, who caused his glorious arm to go at the right hand of Moses, who divided the waters before them to make for himself an everlasting name? Your right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy, and in the greatness of your excellence you overthrow those who rise up against you. You send forth your burning anger, and it consumes them as chaff. Scripture says his power is mighty, wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who has defiled him without harm? It is God who removes the mountains, and they know not how. It is God who overturns them in his anger, who shakes the earth out of its place and its pillars tremble, who commands the sun not to shine, and sets a seal upon them. In Scripture, it's described as everlasting. God's power is without end. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power, and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. In Isaiah it says, trust in the Lord forever, for in God the Lord, we have what? An everlasting rock. It is also described as sovereign. Or does not the potter have a right over the clay to make from the same lump one vessel for honor, another for common use? His power is described as effectual. Even from eternity I am he, and there is none. Hear me very clearly as you've walked in here. There is none who can deliver out of God's hand. I act, he says, and who can reverse it? There is no government in the face of the earth now that can reverse what God is doing. There is no problem that you've had coming in here that God can't address and take care of in his power, not in ours. His power is unsearchable and incomprehensible. In Ecclesiastes, it says, he has made everything appropriate in its time. He has also set eternity in our hearts, yet so that man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end. The power of God. In it, all things are possible. In Matthew 19:26, Jesus said to them, as they were wrestling with how a man can enter the kingdom of God, he said, with people, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. There isn't one thing you can say today that God can't handle through his power, because all things are possible to God. God says himself, nothing is too hard for me. Is anything too difficult for the Lord? At the appointed time, he said, I will return to you at this time next year in the book of Genesis to Sarah. You will have a son. In Jeremiah, he says, ah, behold, I am the Lord, the God of some flesh. No, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me? He poses it to us as a question. And he knows the answer, and he wants you and I to know the answer. Nothing is too difficult for me. There isn't a problem you walked in with this morning that's too difficult for me. There isn't a government set up that's too difficult for me. There aren't problems in the U.S. that are too difficult for me to handle, because I am the all-powerful God, the Almighty God, the everlasting God, and it's in my control. And when I act, there isn't anybody that's going to be able to reverse it, because I am the I am. He can save by many or by a few. He can move a ministry with many or with a few. He can move a ministry with those of us that are in the room today and make it what he's called it to be by his power. We have to stop looking at the natural and open our spiritual eyes and ears to see what the Lord God is doing and what I believe he's about to do. Hear me. God is going to move. His power is the source of all strength. It says in 1 Chronicles, both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all, and in your hand is power and might, and it lies in your hands to make great and to strengthen everyone. O God, you are awesome from your sanctuary, the book of Psalms says. The God of Israel himself gives strength and power to the people. Blessed be God. Scripture goes on to state his power is exhibited in creation, establishing and governing all things. Through the miracles of Christ, we see his power. Through the resurrection of the saints, we see his power. Through the making the gospel effectual, we see his power. Through the delivering of his people, we see his power. Through the destruction of the wicked, and believe me, the wicked are going to be destroyed. So don't get discouraged when you see what's going on with all those that are coming against the body of Christ in this hour, because God says those wicked people, if they don't turn, and we pray that they turn, but if those wicked people don't turn, their destruction is at hand by his power. It's going to come to an end. So saints, this morning I say to you today, Have confidence in God. Have confidence in God. The Lord is with you, and your persecutors that are coming against you because of your faith will stumble and not prevail. Your problems will not prevail, will not overcome you as you put your complete trust and faith in the one who can deliver from everything. And I mean everything. I say to you, saints, today, be strengthened by his power. The word says in Ephesians 6:12, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. It doesn't say be strong in Wayne, Pastor Tim, Linda, whoever. Not yourselves, not another man, but be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. And he will accomplish what he set out to accomplish in your life. I say to you, saints, this morning, be upheld by his power. The word in Isaiah 41 says, do not fear, for he is with you. Do not anxiously look about, for he is your God. Surely he will strengthen you. Surely he will help you. Surely he will uphold you with his righteous right hand, King Jesus. Okay? Behold, all those who are angered at you will be shamed and dishonored. Those who contend with you will be nothing and will perish. You will seek those who quarrel with you, but you will not find them. Those who war with you will be nothing and non-existent. For he is the Lord your God, who upholds your right hand, who says to you, and hear these words resonate even this morning, but beyond, do not fear. I will help you. Always. Do not fear. The body of Christ is not to be a fearful body. As we walk in alignment with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we walk without fear, whatever comes our way, because God says, in my power, I'm going to take care of you. That power can deliver you. As you call upon his name, as you do the will of the Father who is in heaven, as you trust in the one he sent, the Lord Jesus Christ, as you walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh, his power can and will deliver you. Saints, I say, rest firmly in the fact that God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and of love and of discipline. We ought not be ashamed of the testimony that we're to release in this hour, even this small body. Okay? Join with our fellow saints in suffering if we must, for the gospel according to the power of God who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose. Christ Jesus, all from all eternity, but now has revealed by the appearing of Christ, who abolished death, brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And I'll close in this. From the book of Psalm 141, we are to praise the Lord. We are to praise the Lord, O my soul. We are to praise the Lord while we live. We are to sing praises to God while we have our being. We are not to trust in princes, in mortal man, in whom there is no salvation. We are not to trust in the government, although we're supposed to give authority to the government as it's set by God. We're not to trust our neighbor to solve our issues. We are to trust in God and God alone, because in God is all the power. Do not trust in princes, in mortal man, in whom there is no salvation. His spirit departs, he returns to the earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. But how blessed, the word says, is he whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord God, who made the heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them. You and I have been made by him, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. He opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves righteousness. The Lord protects strangers. He supports the fatherless and the widow, but he thwarts the way of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. praise the Lord, the power of God.